It's 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, coast to coast and around the world.
I'm not a doctor, but I have a PhD in recognizing bullshit when I hear it.
From the America Out Loud Talk Radio Studios.
The American people are not feeling very loved right now, though. They're not feeling heard by the Biden administration.
It's time for The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott.
What will be the biggest issues when it comes to Election Day in November in 2024? Will it be the border and everything that we see happening there? We see that illegal immigrants are killing Americans. It's costing Americans billions of taxpayer money. That's going to be important. Is it the most important thing? What about the economy? It always comes down to, are you better today than you were 4 years ago? What does that look like? How is Bidenomics affecting Americans at their kitchen table? Let's get into some of that in this hour. I'm Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told on America Out Loud Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us wherever you are listening. I appreciate it. And I hope you had a good St. Patrick's Day, however you celebrated that, and your weekend was great. As we get back into the week here, and man, March is flying by, isn't it? This hour is brought to you by Gold Co. Just go to BookerLikesGold.com to find out if precious metals is right for you and diversifying your savings to protect those savings. That's BookerLikesGold.com. Also coming up in this hour, it is Mondays with Matt Palumbo, the content director of the Bongino Report. He's going to be here in just a few minutes. Over the weekend, it seems like over the weekend that news is sort of slow. I don't know what happens if all the reporters and the mainstream media just take off or what happens, but there was the shooting that took place in Pennsylvania into New Jersey, and that happened. There were a few deaths in that, and we hear more about illegal immigrants that are killing and raping Americans, which is troubling, and I do believe that the border is going to be a big thing in the election in November, but I'm not sure how big it will be compared to the economy and how that's affecting us. I want to spend some time here with you in going through the things that the mainstream media has said over the years. Because it becomes very difficult to discern what is true and what isn't. And you see that the chasm between the left and the right, conservative and liberal, it seems to be deeper than it has been in a long time. And I think a lot of that is due to what the mainstream media has done, the legacy media. For those of us independent people, independent journalists, and independent thinkers, We've kind of been through it the last 4 or 5 years. But as it turns out, those tinfoil hat wearers, those conspiracy theorists, they turn out to be right maybe more than the mainstream media. And I find that interesting. So over the weekend, Donald Trump was in Dayton, Ohio. Maybe you saw this, but he said something that really has bothered the left. Heads are exploding on social media over the weekend over what Donald Trump said. I'm going to let you determine exactly what reality is with what Donald Trump said, how he said it, what the context of what he said, and then how they pulled out the little bit that they wanted to pull out and put it on headlines all over the country to make everybody on the left go nuts. And that's what happened over the weekend. So here is what Donald Trump said. I'm just going to, this is the part of the Donald Trump speech that has the left going nuts right now. And here's Donald Trump from Dayton, Ohio, in a rally.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
That's what they went with. It's going to be a bloodbath. They take everything literal. They can't understand that the word has a figurative meaning as well as a literal meaning. So let's look at a figurative meaning. There are two definitions most of the time, sometimes three, four on words, and all of us know that. And people should know by now that Donald Trump, the New Yorker that he is, he speaks this way. It's not literal. But let's go to definition number two in a bloodbath, a period of disastrous loss or reversal. Meaning, and in fact, the example that they give in a dictionary is, quote, a few mutual funds performed well in the general bloodbath of the stock market. Is it possible that's what Donald Trump was talking about? I think probably so, and most reasonable people would think that. but we're not dealing with reasonable people. Let's go to the mainstream media. What do they say? Here are the headlines about what Donald Trump said on NBC. Trump says there will be, quote, a bloodbath if he loses the election. CBS News, in Ohio rally, Trump says there will be a bloodbath. Rolling Stone, Trump says there will be a bloodbath. So you see that the narrative is repeated often over and over in the mainstream media. Just that part of it, using the literal meaning of bloodbath. Not a figure of speech, as Donald Trump used it. I'm going to play within the context of what he was talking about in his speech here in just a minute for you to listen. But I also want to go through maybe some of the history of mainstream media here to let you know what they've lied to you about through the years. Let's start with the Russian collusion. You remember that. Trump called neo-Nazis fine people. That's not what he did about Charlottesville. What about Jussie Smollett? You remember that? You remember those lies? Bubba Wallace, he had a noose hanging in his garage. It turned out to be just a garage door pull, like we all have. Covington kids, more lies. Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. The Kavanaugh rape. The Trump pee tape. All of these things the mainstream media told you was real and true. They never correct them. COVID lab leak was a conspiracy theory. We know that's not true. We know that now. And many of us thought that at the time, but we weren't allowed to talk about it. And the mainstream media took off. Border agents whipped migrants. Remember on the horses? They whipped them. That wasn't even true. Trump saved nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago. That's not true. What about the Steele dossier? Russian bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Trump said drinking bleach would fight COVID. None of this is true, but these were the things that the mainstream media repeated over and over and over again. If you repeat a lie enough, it becomes reality for so many people. Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Andrew Cuomo, he did the best in COVID leadership. Trump built cages for migrant kids. That's not true. That was Barack Obama. What else do we have here? Oh, this is a good one. Trump overfed the koi fish in Japan. You remember that ridiculousness? It's nuts what they have reported on. Build Back Better will pay for itself. Trump tax cuts benefited only the rich. Cloth masks prevent COVID. If you get vaccinated, you won't catch COVID. SUV killed parade marchers. That was in Wisconsin. Remember that? It wasn't the driver because he turned out to be a black man. It was just an SUV that killed parade goers, not the man driving the car. Trump used tear gas to clear a crowd for a Bible photo during the peaceful protest in Washington, D.C. Don't say gay was in the bill. It wasn't. Putin price hike. Ivermectin is a horse dewormer and not for humans. Mostly peaceful protests. They weren't peaceful, were they? Trump overpowered a Secret Service for the steering wheel in the Beast, in that limo, on January 6th. We know that didn't happen. Officer Brian Sicknick was murdered by protesters on January 6th. That was a lie. January 6th was an insurrection. Big fat lie. Trump mocked a reporter's disability. And these lies just keep going and going and going. But you see how they started it over the weekend with Donald Trump in Dayton, Ohio. Now, let's go to the tape. Let's go and listen to this, what Donald Trump said, the entire thing, what he was talking about with the bloodbath. It has nothing to do with real blood. This was a figure of speech. Here is the tape.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years. 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line.
So Donald Trump in this speech is suggesting that China building all these cars in Mexico is going to be taxed. He's going to level the playing field. And if he is not elected, worse things are going to happen in the economy. Let's continue on with this speech.
Not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars.
So you see, all within the context of the speech, it had to do with the economy. No one is dying here. That's not what Donald Trump is suggesting. He's not making a threat. And you're listening to this right now. You know this. But I just wanted to point this out. This is how the mainstream media works. This is how legacy media works. They go with that headline. Everybody believes the headline. They don't read the story. They don't listen to the video or the audio of Donald Trump's speech and don't know within context. He's talking about the economy. It's going to be a bloodbath if I don't get elected, because Bidenomics is ruining America. And how is it ruining it? Well, we see it. And I think this is going to be the biggest thing coming up in the election in November. It's going to be, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? That's what it comes down to all the time. And I think that's what it's really going to be about this time. So what about Bidenomics? What is reality? Inflation is up 19.9%. By inflation, I mean the costs of things that we pay for at the grocery store, the gas pump. It's up 20%. And unfortunately, income has not stayed up with that. Here's Janet Yellen, and I thought this was interesting because the best lies are half-truths. Here's Janet Yellen from an interview this week. She is the United States Secretary of the Treasury for Joe Biden. Here are her words.
Well, what I can tell you is that the average American now has seen an increase in their wages that exceeds the increase in prices since the pandemic, and can afford the same basket of goods with $1,400 left over. Now, that's not to say that Americans aren't facing burdens.
What she is actually saying is inflation in just 1 month was 3.1%, so it was lower than the gain in income at 4%. And that was, I think, the second time in the last 3 years that that has happened. For most Americans, that's not what we're feeling. That is 1 month. That is not 3 years where inflation has increased prices by 20%. That is what Americans are feeling. But yet, everything else that Bidenomics has done has shrunk the middle class. The people at the top 1%, the top 5%, the top 10%, they are doing pretty well. And let's look at some numbers on that. Now, this is the Bidenomics. This is wealth distribution income. This is debt and jobs stats since January of 2021. Let's go to wealth. The top 1%, they have increased 40%. The top 10% increased 30%. Real income data, top 10% plus 3%. The bottom 90%, negative 8.5 decrease per individual in this country. The real median overall income, individual, minus 2.6%. Household, minus 5.3% decrease in the median household income. Household income after taxes, negative 8.8% decrease in median income. A share of income, the top 5% share, they went up 5.2%. Wealth distribution, the top 5%, plus 4.3% increase. So you see that Bidenomics is helping the wealthiest, and yet the people at the bottom, the low income, the fixed income, the people in the middle income is shrinking and shrinking, and that is what's going to be so important coming up in the November election. Here's House Speaker Mike Johnson with some thoughts on this.
People are hurting. Families are hurting. The inflation rate is like 17.9%. The average American household right now is having to spend $11,400 more annually just to make ends meet. And, you know, I think the debt in U.S. households is at an all-time high. I mean, we're not on a sustainable trajectory. And, of course, the border's wide open. We all know all the societal ills that are coming from that. Everything President Biden has touched has been a disaster.
And it's true. Everything that Joe Biden has touched has been a disaster. It's awful. And I think that the economy will be the number one thing. It always is. How is Joe Biden's economy doing for you? That's what it will come down to in this election. But the border is important, and I think that's going to come into it as well. We have Matt Palumbo coming up here in just a minute to have our Mondays with Matt discussion. We'll get into some things that Chuck Schumer said. Remember what he said last week? I'm going to get his opinion on that. Now you're hearing about this economy. I just talked about it and presidential corruption and possibly we're going to move to a digital dollar. It's too much to take in, isn't it? But despite all the evidence, I can't tell you what's going to happen for sure. Nobody can. So what you do about it, it's up to you. It's your business. But when it comes to your money, you should understand what is at stake. So that's why I partnered with Goldco, because I know this can possibly help you. Go to BookerLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit, which shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free. Even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k, and you may already qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall, so go to BookerLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit, because this is about taking back control of our privacy and our freedom. I can't predict the future, but I can certainly prepare for it, and you should too. At least you should have the information. Arm yourself with the knowledge and go to BookerLikesGold.com. We're going to get into this conversation with Matt Palumbo here in just a minute. We'll talk about Trump and the bloodbath, Schumer in Israel, the TikTok ban, Tyson Foods, and they're hiring illegal immigrants. It's all on the way. Stay right where you are. Fiction becomes a religion. Places where nothing is clear. Sanity and reason just disappear.
Chairman, there are multiple members that could yield you time. I would ask that you...
I will have you physically removed from this meeting if you don't stop.
More truth in minutes on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX. works because it works.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, it is Unleash the Political News Hour. That will be followed at 8 o'clock by the National Security Hour. And then at 9, it's After Dark with Robin Andrew. I'm Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told on America Out Loud Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. It is time for Mondays with Matt, which is Matt Palumbo. He's the content director of the Bongino Report and a fantastic author. Matt, I hope you had a good weekend and a happy St. Patrick's Day.
No, it's always good to be on. I'm back, well-rested, and hopefully it's a good segment again.
Yeah, do you do anything for St. Patrick's Day? It just doesn't mean anything to me.
I forgot it was St. Patrick's Day until two restaurants in a row, just guys with bagpipes came in and started playing the only bagpipe song that I guess exists or has ever existed. So, yeah, that's how I found out.
They all sound the same to me.
Yeah, my first thought was there's no way it's St. Patrick's Day because I thought it was a few months ago, and then I realized I just lost track of time and a whole year passed. So, no, but... Well, I had no idea.
Yeah. It's not a big thing for me either, except for corned beef. I like that. And I love a Reuben, too, by the way. Let's talk about Trump and the bloodbath. And yes. I spent some time in the first segment on that in this hour. And I'm really getting irritated. I'm sick of what the left and the mainstream media are doing, creating another lie. But that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're lying at an increasing rate. I mean, just a few days before that, Trump was on CNBC, and he was talking about cutting waste in Social Security. And it was, I don't know, a 30-second clip of him saying it. And the Biden-Harris campaign Twitter account uploaded it to their Twitter, and they cut the quote, giving the context. He was talking about fraud, waste, and abuse. And it was cut at the exact second you'd have to cut it to mislead. So they knew exactly what they were doing. And fortunately on Twitter, because of the community notes feature, which is the best thing Elon Musk has done really for the platform, it gets called out and mocked. But when it's on MSNBC or CNN, they're not getting the full story. So that's the unfortunate part, is that, you know, when we see how the sausage is made, we know it's all BS. But the general, you know, sort of clueless liberal, which I guess is most of them, has no idea.
And even the people, just normal people, everyday life, that are not uber political, who just catch a headline, that's what they're seeing as well. And then that fits into the narrative of the insurrection and inciting violence and all of that. And I saw this on X. And by the way, you mentioned Elon Musk. He called out NBC over the weekend on their headline and told them it was a lie. Told them it was a lie, which is nice to see. But I saw this from a very large account on social media over the weekend, and the headline says, Biden-Harris campaign statement on Trump promising bloodbath if he loses. And it says, quote, tonight Donald Trump said there would be a bloodbath if he wasn't elected, and then if he lost, there would be no more elections. Uh-huh. So that's the type of thing that they put out that is completely out of context from what he actually said. He was talking about car manufacturing and putting a 100% tariff on China through Mexico if he's elected, if they don't play fair in that space. That's all it was about. To me, it sounds like a good idea. And really, it's a figure of speech, and one that the Democrats had used. You know, they used it in the past. It's just a figure of speech. So, and that's the New Yorker coming out in him, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that was going to be my point, was even if he wasn't talking about the auto industry, the Democrat, their whole rhetoric is democracy is over. If Trump wins, we're going to have World War III. He's going to, you know, somehow bring back slavery. I don't know. They're getting increasingly hyperbolic, but we at least have the obvious argument or counter argument of, well, why didn't he just do this all the first time when he had both houses of Congress? So the fear mongering in that regard, like, you have to be very hysterical to buy it at this point. With Biden, like, when you look at, I don't know, the disproportionate treatment of the January 6th people versus actual rioters, how pro-lifers are being targeted by the FACE Act for really the first time in history to this extent. It was never really enforced before. There's a million examples we could think about where Biden is using the state in an authoritarian way to crack down on the free press, on his political enemies. And, you know, it's not in terms of numbers, or severity. It's not, you know, quite what Vladimir Putin is doing, but it is Putin-esque in that it is happening. I mean, people aren't getting pushed out of windows, but they are, you know, being put in jail for excessive jail sentences over seemingly nothing. I mean, we just saw that guy from The Blaze who was simply reporting on January 6th. He risked many years in jail, but there's countless liberal journalists who were there and they get nothing. Or there was the whole Ray Epps incident where he is so clearly a Fed. And I think to save face, they give him like 6 months. But if he was not a Fed, he would have gotten 12 years or something. I mean, the January 6th people get, most of them are getting sentences that are longer than what the average rapist in this country gets. So, I mean, how do you explain that if it's not political?
Yeah, you can't explain it. And good news about January 6th is some of those are going to be reduced, it appears like. And speaking of Putin, I guess you saw on Sunday he won a presidential election with 87% of the vote. That's a lot of people voting for him, a lot of support. The other 13% are scared to death for their life today. let's move on to Chuck Schumer and his comments about Israel. And I've thought about this, and I'm trying to kind of put this in some sort of perspective. And I try to think of one person anywhere in the world that I know of that is in a legislature in another country. And I can't think of any. So really, the significance of it on the worldwide stage is not much. But in messaging, it meant a lot that Schumer came out. And to me, the hypocrisy is what struck me, because we have this war that's going on with Ukraine and Russia that is everything we're doing, $120 billion, all of that is done in the name of democracy. And in that country, they have canceled all elections for the last 2.5 years. And now Israel, in a war with Hamas in Gaza, they, in the name of democracy, they want to have an election to get rid of Netanyahu.
Yeah, I mean, just to correct you a bit, we do have Zelensky in our legislature. So it is, there's some foreign interference there. And no, I am actually surprised it was only $120 billion. I thought we were at something like $200 at this point. But no, I mean, with Democrats, what's the saying that if there weren't double standards, there would be no standards whatsoever?
Right.
So, yeah, that's sort of the latest example of that.
And we see that it appears that Israel is ready to go on the ground into Rafah, which, if you don't know, there's 1 million of the refugees that came from northern Gaza that moved down to the south when that war started. And now they are kind of sitting in the way. And there is aid getting to those people because they do need it. No matter what you think about the conflict. And Netanyahu is not stopping. He just came out on Sunday and he put a video out saying we will keep going. And no, it really doesn't matter what anybody in the world thinks, because you can see that in America, the politicians are the liberals feel like they are losing some of that young vote. You know, you see that in Michigan. You talked about that last week on this segment.
Yeah.
Let's go to the TikTok ban. What do you make of it? Is it really a TikTok ban, or is there something else going on with it?
Well, you know, I need to actually read the bill in full, because there are countless examples of legislation. I mean, the Patriot Act is probably the best example of this, where it was supposed to be anti-terrorism, and now it's being used for like anti-money laundering purposes and stuff, which, I mean, honestly, I don't have a problem with, but if you're going to do that, pass an anti-money laundering bill. I know Thomas Massie claimed that it could be used as a backdoor for other social media regulation, which is obviously very concerning. You know, I'm against, you know, banning any American social media network. And the ban technically isn't a ban. They just have to force the sale to an American firm. So, you know, I guess they'll just have a bidding war over that. But the TikTok of America is not the TikTok of China, in that if you look at TikTok in America, it's all like Black Lives Matter, borderline pro-anti stuff, America's racist, sexist, anti-gay, etc. In China, TikTok is a nationalist platform. It is videos of kids doing cool things, accomplishing things, being pro-science and technology. And I think it is telling that when it comes to China and their strategy, basically, for how do you dismantle America from within, their idea is push the exact politics of the progressive left. And the progressive left, I think, the people really pulling the strings know exactly what they're doing, but the younger people are very, very naive, and they're very susceptible to these ideas. And I mean, the fact that China has identified it as such, I would argue, is just kind of more proof how right we are.
We'll have to see what happens. Steve Mnuchin has a group that they say they are ready to give $100 billion for TikTok. I saw that Kevin O'Leary would want to be involved with that. So people are lining up to buy it. So the fear that TikTok is going to disappear that so many young people have, it's not a real fear. TikTok is going to be around, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be around. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't mind if it disappeared so there's less, like, 18-year-olds dancing in public to make videos or doing dumb prank videos. But as long as the, you know, China, you know, destroying the fabric of America part is gone, it's an improvement. Right. I've noticed, though, there are a lot of public figures who are claiming to buy TikTok, I think, just to make headlines. Because, like, let's be honest, you probably don't have $100 billion laying around. You know, so it is sort of being misused by some notable people. I saw Kevin O'Leary claim he was going to try to buy it. Or I don't know if you just mentioned that. Did you?
I did, but I didn't,
that's why I paused in my head, I guess.
But yeah, no, I didn't know if he was included in the Mnuchin group or not, because it's a group with Mnuchin. I'm not sure if he's part of that or not, or if he's on his own. I don't know how he could find $100 billion to your
point. Correct. Yeah. You know, you're probably right. It's probably with Mnuchin then. They're going to pool a ton of money, raise a ton of money, and then go from there.
Did you see Jesse Waters last week? He did a piece on Tyson Foods, and this gets to the replacement theory that some people have had, and the right is accused of being racist over. But in reality, that's sort of what Tyson Foods is doing. As soon as that story came out and everybody runs with it on social media, it blows up into this new distraction that we create for ourselves. I remembered that Tyson Foods has been doing this forever in America. And so I did a little research, and you can go back 25 years of history with Tyson Foods. They had 36 count indictment, which I'm going to talk more about in the last segment of this hour. But that was in 2001 after a 2.5 year investigation. So that's going back 25 years. And that's their business model. They use illegal immigrants. They've been indicted and been in trouble for it. They paid fines year after year after year. It's just what Tyson Foods does. So is this really a big story?
Well, I would say yes, and that the angle would be that the fines are not heavy enough. It's like when you see like a headline, it's like, you know, Goldman Sachs benefits $1 billion from fraud, pays $50 million fine. You know, if the cost of the fine doesn't exceed the benefit of illegal immigration to them, it's going to continue forever. Yeah. And I mean, the sort of political headline is there's no great replacement, says people pushing great replacement. in fact, as they deny it, like, I know the political angle is they're all going to vote Democrat if they're legalized, or immigration in general will increase the Democrat voter base. Most Democrat leadership has explicitly argued this. And it's just weird that the noticing is the problem when they're telling me. Like, am I not supposed to listen to them? I don't get really what they're getting at there.
Yeah.
But listen, there's probably 30 million illegals in this country, and if they were gone, it would bid up wages to the point where, there would be more Americans would want to do these kind of jobs. And quite frankly, I think they already want to do them. They just can't.
Yeah. And what about deportation? I didn't mean to get into this with you on this segment, but have you ever thought about what it would do to the country if we deported 30 million people all of a sudden?
Well, you know, it would take, you wouldn't be able to do it all at once. I mean, it would, you know, obviously the economy would adjust over time, but it would be better to do in sort of tranches if you were going to do it all, you know, do it all, just because there is going to have to be an adjustment, you know, and it will take time. There are also the sort of logistical problems of it, in that, you know, we're literally not going to get all of them, or even half probably, but all the ones with criminal records, which is, I saw it quoted in the hundreds of thousands, even if we only just got them, that would be a major improvement. Then we can work from there.
That would be a start.
I quite frankly have no idea how they're still here in the first place, but they are.
Yeah. Let's go to the Nashville Covenant Christian School shooter. And the trans terrorist has a manifesto. It has not been released. Parts of it have, with Steven Crowder, Louder with Crowder. But that was just a little bit of it. The rest of it is still under seal. And a federal judge ruled this past week that the FBI must show that information and that manifesto in a private setting to the Tennessee Star Digital News. What do you make of that story?
I mean, look, the fact that we haven't gotten the manifesto really tells you everything you need to know. Like, there's sort of this rule of headlines when there's a mass public shooting that the longer it takes for the media to report on the race of the killer, the less likely they are to be white or Christian or any one of those demographics where, the longer they take, the more likely to be Muslim or just not fit the traditional narrative of whoever liberals want mass shooters to be. And it's the same for manifestos. Like when that guy, I think it was a white supremacist, shot up a Walmart in El Paso, we got his manifesto like as the shooting was still going on, it felt like. And yeah. has it been a year since the Nashville one? It feels like it's been around that long.
It has been, yeah.
Yeah, so the fact that we don't have it is sketchy. And the question is, I mean, the obvious question is why? And there's a 0% chance it's going to come out and we're going to find out this person loved Donald Trump.
Right.
You know?
Right. And at this point, what does it matter? The news cycle moves so fast and people have forgotten it. It's probably not going to make any difference, even if it is completely released in anyone's thinking, will it?
That's also part of the strategy is wait till, tensions aren't so high, then it comes out and we go, well, we're talking about this, they did that with the Hunter Biden laptop, where you delay it to a point where it's like, okay, it's a huge story, but, it's not topical at all anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. One last thing, I did an article last week, did part of a show on the fact that America now is giving Haiti $300 million. They upped it to $100 million last week with Blinken. And so now we got Prime Minister Barbecue running around with access to $300 million.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Haiti?
It seems like it's not a place I'd want to move to. And I still start by saying that. I wish I knew the number off the top of my head of what we gave to East Palestine. Because there's no way it's more than $300 million.
Oh, not even close.
I get there's different things going on, but... We really are America last country at this point. Example's the best example. It's hilarious. Well, sad and hilarious because the narrative from liberals for the past couple of decades has been we need to cut the military. We spend too much on our military. We need it for X, Y, and Z social program. And they'll say that in one breath and then go, but yeah, we need $100 billion for the Ukrainian military. And there's no realization of what they're saying, seemingly.
Yeah, I see it completely, and it makes us all nutty, is what it does. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. As always, it's Mondays with Matt. Matt Palumbo, he is the content director of the Bongino Report, fantastic author. Throw out a couple of names of some of your books so people can read those.
So The Man Behind the Curtain, which is about George Soros, was a big seller, very popular. In fact, I think the most popular one I wrote. I did a book called Spygate with Dan Bongino about the whole Trump-Russia hoax, and I mean, it might be a little out of the news cycle, obviously, now, but it is a really, obviously, I'm biased. I think it's a very good expose on the history of all that, how the media went along with it, and how the truth couldn't have been further from their narrative. It's a very good expose on media bias. And then I did a book in 2019 called Debunk This, which is just, I just pick all my favorite liberal myths and then destroy them in, 1 to 3 pages. And it's a very easy read, I'd say.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Have yourself a great week. We'll talk next week.
Yep. Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Also, look for Matt Palumbo on Fox News and Fox Business News. You can see him quite frequently on Dagan and Duffy, 6 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox Business. That is Matt Palumbo. Metabolic dysfunction affects about 87% of Americans. Did you know that? Probably not, because most Americans have never even heard of it. According to the NIH, this is when metabolic health markers like cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, or weight are out of whack. Often, there are no symptoms, but if it's left unattended, we become inundated with another health problem in the future. So that's what Heal Right, the new bar that you hear about right here on America Out Loud Talk Radio, that's what this is for. It's a way for you to heal from within to prevent the bad things that could happen in your health. It's no more worrying about the side effects of medications because you are eating your medicine with real natural food. It beats metabolic dysfunction. Food can be your best medicine, and it tastes great. I've been using them now for about 3 weeks. They have 4 different great flavors. Now, Heal Right has over 15 years of research developed by world-renowned nutritional scientists. Best of all, I have never mentioned this before, but you need to hear this. 100% money-back guarantee. Lower your cholesterol, your blood sugar, reduce inflammation, and a slimmer waistline. That's a good thing for all of us, isn't it? Check it out. Go to AmericaOutloud.news, go inside the shop, and find HealRight, where you can heal from within. Or you can go to HealRight.com. Use the promo code OUTLOUD, and you'll get a 20% discount.
More Truth in Minutes on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. You've heard Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company discuss the harmful effects of spike protein in your body, and now they found the solution. The miracle enzyme nattokinase. Their spike support formula contains nattokinase, the most compelling and scientifically supported approach to safely clear spike protein out of the body. What's more, spike support is optimized with other all-natural, non-GMO ingredients, like dandelion root, to help prevent spike protein from binding to your cells. Everyone should take daily spike support so you can feel your best. America Out Loud listeners can go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
This is The Truth Be Told on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I am Booker Scott. Thank you for joining us here. As always, you are the most important part of America Out Loud Talk Radio. Without you, there's no reason for us to do this. And make sure you go to AmericaOutloud.news. Great content creators are there providing you with information. Please share it. Share it with friends, family, and put it on social media if you happen to be on there. We would really appreciate it. That's getting the truth out to the rest of the world. And that's what this mission is all about here at America Out Loud. We started that segment there with Matt Palumbo, and I did a little bit on it in the first segment about this bloodbath thing with Donald Trump and how the left is running with it. They're creating a new lie. And again, it's for political purposes only because it's not the truth. We're all about the truth here on The Truth Be Told. That's what we've been dealing with in this hour, specifically about this bloodbath thing, because it, you know, like I said to Matt Palumbo, it's bothering me. It is really bothering me now the way that they propagate the lies. They repeat these things over. It's almost like it's orchestrated, and it probably is. On the Sunday shows, there was Nancy Pelosi She was with Dana Bash on CNN, and here is what she said.
Because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about?
I'll remind you that what Donald Trump was talking about was leveling the playing field with China and the car manufacturers in Mexico. That economically, it would be a bloodbath in this country if Joe Biden wins the election in November of 2024. That would be the bloodbath. Donald Trump is not inciting anything. He's not threatening violence of anyone. He's telling you that if you vote for Joe Biden and Bidenomics continues as it is, you will destroy the country in a bloodbath. And you see how they take this completely out of context and they run with it. And so many people in America, just like Russian collusion and all the other lies that we're told, they're going to believe it. Half the country will believe it because they want to believe it. Not because it's the truth, but because they want to believe it. That really bothers me. And I know that it bothers you too if you're listening to this. Speaking of this election, Newt Gingrich had some interesting things to say on Fox this past week. Here's what he had to say about Joe Biden losing the young vote as it continues to erode.
Well, I mean, it tells you how much Biden's policies and Bidenomics have just plain failed. This is not complicated. Go and stand outside any grocery store and ask people if things are dramatically more expensive than 4 or 5 years ago. In the near future, go and stand outside any gas station and ask the same question. Look at what's happening to young people. In fact, Joe Biden has suffered his biggest loss of support from people under 30. Why? Because they're finding out they can't get a decent job, they can't afford a car, they can't afford a house. They're being forced in some cases to live with their parents. In other cases, you're getting 6 or 7 people jointly trying to buy something together. The Biden system simply doesn't work. And it doesn't work on the border. It doesn't work in the economy. It doesn't work in foreign policy. It doesn't work in dealing with drugs. And I think this is a genuine, deep crisis. And I don't care how many ads they buy this year, the Biden people are not going to be able to convince the average American that their life is better under Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is a disaster for America. He has been a disaster for the world. Look around. Look what's happening all over the world. You think this was happening under Donald Trump? Because it wasn't. His policies, Joe Biden's policies, have been disastrous. Gingrich mentioned there about spending money for campaign ads. And I came across this. I want to share this with you because this is how things are going to be happening in this election. A Democrat-aligned Senate majority PAC reserves nearly $250 million in advertising across 7 key states. Now, a Democrat group linked to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer revealed its intention to allocate nearly $250 million for television advertisements across 7 states. It's $239 million exactly in advertising. They have reserved the space, it's scheduled, and it's supposed to start this summer, attempting to maintain Democrats' narrow 1-seat majority in the Senate. The targeted states include Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Montana, and Ohio. By making advanced television bookings, organizations, they can secure a discount that way, and that's what they've done here. The overall figure provided does not encompass the extensive digital outreach effort either. This is for terrestrial or broadcast television. They're implementing their largest digital media campaigns ever with a specific focus on targeting and mobilizing Latino, or as they like to call it, Latinx. And by the way, I'm kind of glad that Latinx thing has kind of disappeared. That was a bothersome word to me. But anyway, they're mobilizing Latino, Black, and also those younger voters that Newt Gingrich was just talking about there. But is it going to make a difference if these young voters see what Joe Biden has done? Do they realize that they have no opportunities? They're living at home. They don't have the good jobs that they were promised. It's going to be interesting to watch.
This week, Tyson Foods announced that it will be permanently closing its pork factory in Perry, killing around 1,200 jobs in a town of just 8,000 people. So as Perry residents struggle to cope with mass layoffs, Tyson Foods has its eyes on a different class of workers. The company is now offering new jobs to asylum seekers in other states like New York.
That's Jesse Waters from The Jesse Waters Show on Fox News, and that big story that he broke this week that took off on social media and continues to go and go and go. The interesting part to me is the history of Tyson Foods, because this is not just now starting. This has been going on for a quarter of a century in America with illegal immigration and Tyson Foods. I'll get into some details on that in a minute. Right now, here's more of Jesse Waters.
Bloomberg says Tyson's tracking migrants in a massive database. They scroll through the data like Facebook. You see a worker you like, tap hire. They even had a job fair.
So you were at a Tyson fair in New York City not so long ago where Tyson was basically making this pitch. What did you observe when you went there?
They created a database for these new asylum seekers in New York City. So these people would come in, they'd learn a little bit about the company, and for the most part, Tyson had already gone through their various details of their application. And so many of them, 17 the day I was there, and then another 70 a couple weeks later, went off to Tennessee to go start their new jobs as Tyson production workers.
Not only has Tyson been abusing the system and being fined for it and being indicted for this very thing for 25 years, I'll get into the details on that in just a few minutes, but they have now partnered with someone that's going to put bugs in food. I'll get to that here in just a minute. Here's some more of Jesse Waters.
Oh, and the jobs come with perks, not just health insurance. Tyson's also offering lawyers to its illegal alien workers, and time off to attend immigration hearings. In 2034, of course, they're firing Americans and offering perks to illegals. This was the Democrat plan all along.
One more news report here. This is from Scripps News, talking about a plant in Tennessee and the benefits that Tyson will offer them. You know, it occurs to me that conspiracy theorists, you tinfoil hat-wearing people, that said there was a replacement theory, maybe you guys were right again. Maybe. Here's this news story from News Scripps.
We want to retain those workers by providing benefits such as temporary housing, a relocation stipend, part-time off to a better acclimate to their new lives. Employees will also receive on-site child care and transportation as well as paid time off to attend court hearings. And they're also saying that they're allocating $1.5 million to help them with legal services.
So it must be nice. $1.5 million in attorney fees, PTO. What else did they say there? Child care. Are companies providing child care for Americans or just illegal immigrants? Interesting. But you know, this has been Tyson's history for a very long time. And if you're going to boycott Tyson Foods now, you really should have started 25 years ago, because they have this history. It's been happening forever. Now, let me get into the story. This is an indictment from November 2001. So this is 23 years ago. This is at the conclusion of a 2.5-year undercover investigation. This is a 36-count indictment unsealed on that day, December 19th, 2001, in the United States District Court for Eastern District of Tennessee. It's the result of a 2.5-year undercover investigation conducted by the Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS, into the business practices of Tyson Foods. Tyson Food executives and managers are accused in the indictment of conspiring to import and transport illegal alien workers from the southwest border to Tyson plants throughout the United States. 15 Tyson Food plants in 9 states have been implicated in this conspiracy to defraud the United States government. The difference is the United States government is committing fraud on the American people at this point. They no longer care about Tyson Foods, but you should. You should have started this boycott 25 years ago because this has always been Tyson Foods' business. It's their business model. But now they're allowed to do it out in the open. That's why you're hearing about it. That's why you heard about it on Jesse Waters. But this has been going on for a very long time. The interesting thing is that several months ago, Tyson Foods announced that they are partnering with the Netherlands-based Protix BV, which is an insect, an insect ingredient company, to construct a bug processing facility in the U.S. to produce bug-based meal and oil, which are typically used in fish food and dog food. Tyson said, quote, "In the long run, insect protein inclusion in animal feed diets can be a real thing that exists and can be one that is good for people. One that is good for people, planet, and animals." That's Tyson Foods, now in the bug business of putting it in your food. They said it, I didn't. It's not a conspiracy theory. So there you have more about Tyson food. Speaking of putting things in your food, as we wind up here, Bill Gates, I don't know if you saw this, but I found this over the weekend and I thought, well, my goodness, someone is finally waking up. Synthetic meat causes turbo cancers and Italy wants nothing to do with it. Italy is the first nation to ban Bill Gates' lab-grown meat. In a first for the developed world, the European nation of Italy has decided to ban all fake meat from the country, citing serious health concerns. Numerous recent studies show that lab-grown synthetic meat, of the kind being promoted by billionaire Bill Gates, is triggering the formation of turbo cancers in humans. Not only can you get that from the coronavirus vaccine, but you can also get it from Bill Gates' meat. If you know anything about me, if you follow me on X or social media, you can do that too. You can follow me at Real Booker Scott. You'll see in my bio about the only thing there, other than saying I'm the host of this particular program on America Out Loud Talk Radio, is give me burgers or give me death. Meat is the thing that I will die on, folks. And that's the truth. I'm Booker Scott. Thanks for joining me. You were told 2,000 years ago that you are the salt of the earth, and salt without flavor, it has no value. It's useless. It's thrown on the ground to be stepped on. So keep being salty.
There is only one truth. You've been listening to The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott on America Out Loud.